All right, let's open the door and welcome into the studio an old friend. He is the sports psychologist of this show. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Oh, what a nice outfit he has on today.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Maxwell. How are you?
Just like you always do, right into the microphone.
Way too close to the mic.
He's here.
Put that whole thing in his mouth. What are you doing?
I can get much bigger than this in my mouth.
Well, why would you want to do that?
Good morning, and how are you, Dr. Maxwell?
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, George. Good to see you. Always good to see you. Sorry, mm-hmm. I got up here a little bit late. It took me forever to find a charging station for my Prius.
Oh, yeah, I bet it did.
Good for you.
You don't really have one down there.
No, we don't. What do you have there?
I'm just going to take a sip of coffee.
That's coffee.
What's going on? Too hot?
Oh. Oh, God, it was a big load to swallow there. I get too much in my mouth.
Nobody has that kind of trouble with coffee. You know, Dr. Maxwell, we wanted to have you on the show because we wanted to talk about the psychology of the sports fan who's experiencing the euphoria of an 8-1 Cowboys start, but also post-election may be a little troubled about Donald Trump.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Craig, because this is a strange time, of course, because we have the Cowboys doing so well. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of Cowboy fans were Trump supporters, a lot of them weren't. So you have these very big extremes in emotion.
In what?
In emotion.
What is...
Emotion!
Emotion,
it's
emotion.
Thing, oh. You feel things,
yes.
Bitch!
Sorry, emotion.
You know how it
goes? Emotion.
Okay. So, for example, here's a book that actually is written by someone in the sports world. This is called
Spirit's World.
The Fall of 2016, The Worst Time of My Life. Donald Trump Elected and My Team is Off to a 2-7 Start by Mark Cuban.
Yeah, he has not had a good November.
Fresh off the press. And then I have this one. I can't decide who's dumber, people who believed everything I said or me for actually wanting to be president, by Donald T. It's an anonymous book. Anonymous book. Behind the scenes leak.
I didn't understand any of that. But.
No, I knew that people have emotions that are running very high right now. And we have to realize, Craig, we have to realize that the presidency is always tempered by practicality. And that's a good news. That's good news. You know, we tend to over-identify with things because we want to be part of something bigger than ourselves. And this is rooted in our own inherent sense of impotence because we're the only creature that lives with the knowledge of our own death. So we're constantly searching for that greater thing. And our tribalism leads us into these secular social institutions like fandom or political affiliation. So in a way, our overinvestment in these firms of safety and numbers is fueled and informed by a notable and psychologically useful death suppression. And I have no idea what the hell I've been talking about, okay? Go Cowboys! Okay, let's talk about Dak. I'm sorry, it was just biting my dime there, wasting dime. I didn't know what to say. But anyway, I love Dak. And I knew that this area has just fallen in love with him. And I love this gentleman. I find him very attractive under center. I'm sorry. A very attractive option to have under center as a quarterback. And that's why I've come out with this book here, and I'll show it to you now. On radio, it's called Who Dak? A quick biography of the kid from small town Louisiana who grew up to become the most incredibly handsome cowboy number 4 by Carlton Maxwell.
Oh.
And it's even complete. If you notice this, Giorgio, it's complete with my anatomical drawings of Dak from my figure drawing class. And then I have the companion volume to that. It's called Zeke is Sleek. A look at the young life of the Cowboys' most ebony of gods, Zeke Elliott, by Carlton Maxwell. And you see, there is a whole section of drawings I made of Zeke and I together to show the anatomy of the male body.
Yeah, why are those necessary?
In intertwining limbs because that's more difficult to draw.
Huh. And no co-writer on that. You didn't work with Zeke on the book.
No, I wrote it all myself. Yeah. Yes, I'm still trying to get interviews, personal one-on-one time with each of these two individuals.
That is a fascinating book that may tell us a lot more than you tell us about yourself.
I don't think so, Craig. I really don't think so. But I do think that with the, you know, Trump winning the presidency, for example, and he has his tell it like it is style, I think you're going to have many more people coming out with, you know, just kind of blunt honesty, telling you that they, you know, that they don't like something or that they like other men and you have worked with them for a while and may not know that about them, but they want to say this to you. You know, I just think that there's going to be broad cultural implications.
Well, you know, if you do want to kind of follow Trump's lead and just kind of say whatever's
tell
on your
like
mind, tell it like it is. We got this interesting email from P1 Steven. He said he was...
Oh, I probably have to go. I think my Prius is double parked.
Wait, hang on. Where, see
he said he was at Zippers, that famous bar here in town, the other night. And on the
famous, but...
And on the bathroom wall, it said, for a good time, call Hot Carlton Maxwell. And had your phone number. Now, I've corroborated. It is your phone number.
Send him again. Every time. Let him talk about his books and just say goodbye to him one of these weeks.
I feel bad about that, but his defense that it's an old number, he didn't say it wasn't his, just that it was an old number.
Oh, man. There he is, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.